This is Pure Decking, show number 543 for Thursday, November the 16th, 1904. This is a show about stuff that interests me, like information security, rigging the game. Does anybody else kind of miss MIDI files?
Not really.
Really? Okay. I had quite the collection of them in the...
old tech, man.
Yeah, it is. I had quite the collection of them in the 486. I guess it's just nostalgia.
Yeah, it's just not something I...
Yeah. But what I've seen people do in MIDI, I kind of think's cool. Because the first time I heard Back in Black on a Nintendo game cartridge, I thought it was the most amazing thing ever. And then I realized I have a CD player. No, at that time it was a tape deck. I have a tape deck and a better stereo than my Nintendo.
Well, I remember, I think it was Mega Drive or... Genesis to you Americans, that Motley Crue had half an album on a video game.
There were a couple of them that did that, where they put out albums on the Genesis on cartridge, and I think there was somebody who put out a Game Boy cartridge of music.
Yeah, this was actually a game. It was a pinball machine, and it played Motley Crue songs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Mine was a racing game. But it had a collection of different rock songs on it. One level was Black Sabbath, but yeah, that's pretty cool. All in MIDI.
Well, of course, the original Doom ripped off a bunch of old tracks, too, for its soundtrack. So. But I don't know, just, you know, drunken purchases on eBay and nostalgia and all that, right? So,
anyway. Did you buy a collection of MIDI songs?
Oh God, no! I've had that forever. I bought one of those Roland MIDI boombox things. It plays MIDI files from a floppy disk. I'm gonna have to rig up something better because I actually was able to dig up a working floppy drive. That wasn't the problem. The problem is working disks. I found one. It was an old zip drive driver disk. It's like, well, I don't need this. And I had a couple of others, but they did not work. So it's just like, I haven't tried to do anything with floppy disks in literally decades. So, you know, it's just like, well, we'll give it a shot. And I got one disk that works, and as I keep copying my MIDI files onto it, it keeps showing an error saying it basically it doesn't like the format of the MIDI file. Either it's too new or just something the player doesn't understand. But it sounds awesome. It's like got a great speaker on it, and it's got a MIDI in port on the back, so I'm probably going to rig up like a little Raspberry or something to play the actual MIDI files on, so I don't have to fuck around with floppy disks and worry about formats and all that fun stuff. So,
one of the greatest things I remember from growing up is seeing a stack of floppies, and I'm not talking zip disk floppies, I'm talking the not
floppy
quite the
floppies,
old school
yeah.
floppy floppies. But they had the plastic cover, but the floppies, and it's like, let's watch
inch.
A movie on 3.5-inch floppy disks. And how many floppy disks it took to hold. God, what was it we watched? Like Mystery Men's what I watched on it. There's a few different movies, and I'm like, how do you keep track of which one to stick in next? And the answer, of course, is you label them.
Who had Mystery Men on floppy? Because I remember having it on, like, a couple of zip disks. Doesn't matter.
I don't remember.
That sounds like something I would do for fun, but I don't think that was me. Although I do remember having a copy of Mystery Men that was split up into several files. But I was pretty sure that was for zip disks. So. Anyways. Since we're already talking about stupid computers... Oh, I forgot to finish the intro. Tonight, we have a madman. What are you drinking, madman?
I am drinking Dos Equis.
Yeah. I've got an Angry Orchard. And we have an Are You. What are you drinking, Are You?
I am drinking water and being confused about why the color on my fucking home screen just changed to white.
Because you're a bigot.
That'd be right.
You're drinking water?
Yep.
You know what fish do in water, right?
I know. It's erotic water. It's better than Gamer Girl water, man.
Well, okay.
It's got flavor.
I'll grant you that. I'll grant you that. So.
Sorry, problem averted with home screen. Fixed it. Google was helping.
And you get a little.
Just to inform you there, Morps, the high speed chase is over.
Oh, I closed the tab when I was setting up for the
show.
And
people over 300 pounds shouldn't run from the cops. It just looks awkward on TV.
Well, they're not going to get very far.
Oh, they didn't get very far.
Well, I guess it depends on whether or not that precinct has been keeping up their PT requirements or not. So
I'm never going to discourage people over 300 pounds from exercising.
Well, I'm just thinking now, you go 300-pound, you know, car thief trying to get away on foot from a 300-pound cop. I mean, that right there would just be comedy. At least till the cop gets bored and lets the dog out.
Oh, and the dog needs his insulin shot.
One of them big fat dogs. Because the dog's 300 pounds too.
Been fucking eating donuts next to the fat cow.
Tell me pet insulin isn't a thing.
It is.
Oh, dude, it is a thing.
Oh, for fuck's sake. America, what the hell? Can't even get your pets fucking right.
Well, this is both excellent segues to our opening here. So, RU sent me the Twitter link. All the course, this has been all over the place now. But we'll just play the audio from this. I mean, I'm not paraphrasing it. Nikki Haley said this. So here we go. Oh, wait, I got to flip the... There we go.
When I get into office, the first thing we have to do, social media accounts, social media companies, they have to show America their algorithms. Let us see why they're pushing what they're pushing. The second thing is every person on social media should be verified by their name. That's, first of all, it's a national security threat. When you do that, all of a sudden, people have to stand by what they say, and it gets rid of the Russian bots, the Iranian bots, and the Chinese bots. And then you're going to get some civility when people know their name is next to what they say.
Accountability.
And they know their pastor and their family member is going to see it. It's going to help our kids, and it's going to help our country. When I get into office...
Stop. Okay. Well, one, assuming that anybody's going to care that their pastor can see it, but really... You want ID on the internet? You think that's going to do a damned thing?
There's the woman not using her real name to run for president. You pronounce it madman because I can't.
Oh, her first name?
Yeah.
Namarati. Her middle name is Nikki, and she's been going by Nikki since elementary school.
I don't blame her. It's easier to say.
Yeah, she grew up in North Carolina, so it kind of happens to go with anglicizing the name. It's common in English-speaking countries.
Well.
And she didn't get rid of it. She just went by her middle name, which is easier for Americans to say.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm surprised Vivek hasn't slammed it for it yet. I mean, those two have got some serious hate fucking to do.
Yeah, they really don't like each other.
What a dumb fucking thing to say. Like, there's so many bigger issues facing the United States than some naughty words on the internet.
Well, that's it's because... not just naughty words on the internet. It's right now, one big thing being pushed on TikTok is... Was Osama bin Laden wrong?
Wait, and this
how
is
much
the...
of it's being pushed by bots?
Okay, so I thought it was just me, madman. I thought I was going insane because now we're on Team Osama, right? Like, Palestinians good, Team Osama. What's fucking next? How retarded are people?
And it's not just people. A lot of the algorithm is being pushed by bots, at least when it comes to Facebook and Twitter. you're worried about the dead internet, the way you fix the dead internet is kick the bots off of social media.
I mean, take the kids off it at least, man.
And the only way to take the kids off it is to do what? Know who the kids are? How would you know who the kids are? Are you?
Oh, I don't know how to fix it, man. I've got no solutions to anything. Right?
Well, here's the solution. If you register with Facebook and they link it to my checking account, which they wouldn't have much of an issue doing since you're supposed to be... No, Facebook, I think, lowered it to 13, but for a while you had to be a college student, and then they were pushing for adults. So college students and adults have ways of proving they're 18.
So here's my thing. So first and foremost, this is stupid because yes, you have lots of companies out there that would love to kill the open internet and lock it down so it's like a cable package. You pick your streaming services, you pick your social media companies, you pay your fees, and it costs just as much as cable. I could see that easily. But the problem is that people have forgotten what shitposting is. They take everything seriously now. It's like, what happened to the days of, just bullshitting in chat rooms, making shit up, posting stupid stuff online like kids always did, and people knowing that it's just bullshit on the internet? They take everything seriously now, as though it's, as though Uncle Phil's, Facebook posts are, media releases from of somebody's official policy. It's, just bullshit on Facebook. Who cares? And okay, the bot problem wouldn't go away because you want everybody to validate online. Cool. You honestly think, how are they going to validate, all the Middle Eastern accounts, various countries? They're not going to be able to do that in any reasonable way.
How are you going to validate the Pakistani fucking rock farmer in the middle of bumfuck nowhere?
So
they use it.
Visa does it daily. And you're talking about a problem that we solved two decades ago.
So we're going to require everyone who wants to use the internet to have a Visa card.
Visa, MasterCard, name your banking institution that they can run a zero balance charge on, which is all of them.
True. But
banking can be like
something
religion.
Fixed how many decades ago? I mean, this is even pre-internet fixing here.
So I guess the point here is, Madman, you're okay with this idea of having your identity tied to everything you do on the internet?
She's not saying everything. She said social media. Now, you want to define what social media is. Right now, we've been defining it as Facebook, Twitter, there was another big one they're pushing.
Well, that's where I'm going
TikTok
next.
TikTok on the other one.
So
she's also not saying every forum. She has limited it to the big ones that we're currently pushing our media and policies.
I didn't hear that. She just said social media in the clip. Did she clarify that later?
If you look at any of her other policies, yes. She's been pushing Facebook, actually banning TikTok entirely, but Facebook and Twitter.
Well, there's
pretty much
excuse.
What's been pushing all of our political policies for how many cycles now?
Well, that's the part that pisses me off, is that these social media accounts are pushing policies. It's like, again, it's shitposting.
And one reason they're doing it is, what is the new medium of talking to people? And that is social media. Where are you getting your information now? Like news. No one goes to the New York Times website. They go to Facebook, and then they look at what's trending from the New York Times on Facebook. It's not even you're getting the full New York Times. You're getting what the Facebook says is the New York Times.
It's not what I do. I wait for RU to tell me what I need to go read.
Awesome. You're also one of the few people. And this also doesn't apply to people over 50. They're still actually looking at newspapers. But we're not worried about the people over 50. They're dying out. It's, who do you want raising your children? A bunch of bots and anonymous trolls online, or actual people?
I would prefer the parents be raising the children, maybe having a clue what their kids are doing when you hand them the iPad. But that said, I don't think this really solves anything, because you're right, Madman. a lot of the banks and credit card companies validate IDs every day, and they get it wrong every fucking day. Do you know how much credit card fraud, do you know how much bank fraud happens on a daily basis? You should. You work in the same industry I do. So I don't think it'll solve jack. I think it'll just add a lot of overhead, make things more expensive, and these companies are already making the internet less interesting than it used to be, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's boring as shit these days.
But,
User in your channel timed out.
Wow. I didn't think my argument was that good.
Yeah, that was pretty good, man. I mean, damn. Disagreements like that. I bet she's a Nikki Haley supporter. That's what it is. Batman's right on the Haley's comment.
See if he makes it back in. Looks like his internet may have dropped.
No, just his TeamSpeak's been playing up. Because I see him still on Steam. But, yeah, no, it's a stupid idea, and it's going to come back to bite her.
Well, it'll come in and how you define things, right? Because do you want to just call out these companies by name and law?
Do you trust the modern politician to define something?
That's... So,
we're having trouble with the word woman.
That's where I'm going, though, with this, is it ultimately comes down to how do they define it? Because in these are not people who understand the internet. They're not.
Not.
So if they're going to say any site of size, well, okay, you'll start seeing all these little micro sites plop up. What do you do with something like Mastodon, where it's all distributed, open source crap, where anybody can spin up their own? You know, what do you do about forums and stuff?
They get rid of them.
Well, that's the ultimate answer, right? Is it ultimately becomes if you're not a major player who can do all
regulate
this,
they'll regulate you into oblivion.
Yeah, then
a bit like what Canada's doing with its if you've got X amount of people looking at your website, you have to register with the government.
Well, that's what I'm worried about, and that seems to run afoul of, I don't know, the First Amendment. But
we're pushing for something like that as well, and we've got this dis and misinformation thing going through, where if I say something on the internet that's untrue, I can be prosecuted for it. But the government can say the exact same fucking thing, and nothing happens to them.
Well, of course. You know what I mean? So the government enforce
laws against
themselves.
They can push propaganda, but I can't.
Why would the government enforce anything against itself?
Yeah, it's I mean, the UK is doing the similar thing. So is Europe. Like the EU, I don't know how anyone operates in the EU, especially the internet. They're so heavily regulated.
Madman just dropped off Steam, so yeah, I think his internet dropped.
Okay, it'll definitely. This is going to be one of those. I tried policy on the run and it didn't work.
Well,
that's what I got on that one.
I mean, again, if you get into how you define these things, if you say of a certain size, I mean, you're just creating a lot of overhead. If you say all posts online must be verified, okay, congratulations. You've just killed forums. You've just killed comments on websites. You've just killed everything but the major social media companies that can afford to do this.
Look at the situation the authorities are in at the moment, between a rock and a hard place. The idea that Palestinians are good, Osama bin Laden did nothing wrong, and they're throwing that shit around on the internet, and it depends where you stand, man. It's an opinion.
Well, the first
my
part
opinions on it.
The first part of that saying you have to publish your algorithms.
That's horse shit as well.
I don't know how you enforce it, but I'm not opposed to the idea, but I don't know how to make it work. Because if they are pushing trending topics, weighting things more than, just whatever's being, just whatever would occur, I guess, organically. I mean, I would like to know it, but I don't know how you do that in any way that's meaningful.
I tell you what's going to happen with that. Show us your algorithm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when I got caught with an illegal engine in my car and swapped it out within 24 hours just to get it passed by the inspectors?
Yep.
The internet's going to run like shit for 24 hours. We're just going to show them that's the algorithm we're using and change it the next day.
That was
they don't have to show them shit.
That was a sysadmin story I read the other day where they were trying to get them to upgrade their network pipe because they could see that, you know, in a year they were going to be oversubscribed on their bandwidth, and they wanted to get ahead of it, you know, so they could support growth, basically, but their C-suite wouldn't do it. So they just started slowly turning down the speed on the C-suite until the C-suite called and complained and said, hey, can you do something about this internet speed? They said, yeah, sure, just sign this work order here. We'll get it upgraded.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as they did, bang, you know, turn it all right back on.
Yep.
And, okay, I just texted Batman. He said his computer actually crashed.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, the show on the algorithm thing's stupid. Everybody having the name on there is stupid.
It just doesn't fit the model. You have to, again, it shows a lack of understanding of what this stuff really is.
Well, that's what I mean. The blanket statement, I'm going to do this on day one, proves you don't know jack about shit when it comes to internet and technology.
And you know, Madman's got a point that could we rig up this stuff to do it? Yeah, probably could. But it wouldn't be the same thing anymore. You'd have to really re-engineer the back end. And you'd have to tell people like me who are spinning up private forums, private communication things, the BBS we just built, TeamSpeak, for God's sake. You know, no, sorry, you're not allowed to run your own stuff. You have to go through a managed company so we can do identity verification on everybody.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. Yeah, that's not happening.
Well, okay, fine. I'll just go host it somewhere else that's not running these rules. I mean, you know.
Yeah, we'll just go find a really old, shitty email provider, and we'll just open up a text document and chat in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they used to back before they figured out what they were doing.
We'll just start spinning up. We'll just go spin up retro machines that aren't capable of running all the spyware and.
Or hang out in a game that has voice chat.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't actually play. We just sit around fucking hanging out.
Go back to Second Life.
Yeah, go back to Second Life. Do a fuck all. Sitting there for 12 hours a day talking shit.
I mean, as much as And there are times that I get nostalgic for it, and then I open it up back in again. I'm like, oh, right.
it's possible, yes. Is it practical? No. Is it needed? Definitely not.
Well, there was the article we did a couple of weeks back. I think it was China was saying if you had so many followers, you had to meet certain requirements.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that I disagree with the idea that once you have an audience of a certain size, you have a different set of responsibilities. But I don't know that I like the idea of coding it into law that way. So, damn, Madman, I didn't think my argument was good enough to knock you off the internet.
No, the internet just doesn't want me defacing it for some reason. Yeah, it hates me. No, it's not really the internet, the computer. Windows sucks. It didn't update, and I don't think it likes my computer. But fuck them. So, we were discussing Nikki Haley and registering online for social media and possibly even larger percentages of the internet.
Well, it comes down to...
You're the same admin. I've done all I've...
Well, you mentioned banks being an error on some of their transactions. I'm like, yeah, I do actually handle those. And the fraction of the percent they get wrong... I'm surprised it's so low. I mean, it's less than what?
Of total transactions, sure, it's pretty low.
Total transactions, less than 0.001%. Maybe even less than that.
Yeah, but when you know how many transactions you're doing, that 0.001% is still a lot. But,
yeah. It's enough to keep me in a job.
Yeah, well.
I do corrections.
Me too. And I do the security side of the house. And I argue with the business a lot. Well, we're already doing this today. Why can't we do more of this? Because you shouldn't be doing that in the first place. Oh, my God. But, again, it comes... The problem I had, Batman, is it comes in how you define the requirements. So this is where you don't need a soundbite. You actually need the policy statements. And I know you said she had some stuff on her website, so we might look at that later. But, I mean, like, actually dig into the policy. What do you mean by this? You know, how are you slicing and dicing it? And two, I don't think she actually understands the internet well enough to make the statements she's making. She's basically saying, we'll make them do this. Well, how?
It's also not a she'll make them do it. It's a goal, because this is also running as a president. You know who does not write laws?
The president.
The president. Yeah.
The president. It's supposed to be Congress, and I will admit the Congress doesn't write the laws either. It's usually one of our agencies. And, oh, pushing this through the FCC.
Hey, the FCC just did a good thing, though. They finally killed the symbol rate limit in amateur radio. They've opened it up to a 28.8 bandwidth limitation for data comms on the HF bands. So the FCC did something right. I just want to point it out. It is possible.
Whoops, I'm going to fucking hold you to that.
They did one thing right out of everything else that they've done that's wrong. I'm just saying they did one thing. So it's not impossible that they might get something right.
Be a fucking first.
Oh, it might be the first, but they did get something right. So. Sorry, go ahead, Bevan. Finish up, then we'll move on.
I was going to say, if you want to try to combat misinformation, there's a couple things we're going to need to know is, one, how is social media manipulating us? Because they are manipulating us. They suppress some opinions and boost others. I want to know which ones they're suppressing and which ones they're boosting. And that's where Show Us Your Code comes in. And then if you want to keep people having an honest discussion, which was what I thought Twitter was booking itself as being at one point, and that this was before Musk bought it, standing by and actually saying, here's who I am and this is what I think. Although Twitter's the worst one to do that on, because if you're going to have a discussion, you can't limit the number of characters in the discussion. Because when you're pushing policy or any type of discussion, they have. But it's still nuance is where it comes in, which is what you just kind of said with Nikki. You need to go in what she's defining as these policies. But with anything, you need that.
Well, I don't know how the Show Us Your Algorithms would work at a practical level. Again, it goes back to what the policy statements are, because they have to sue, slap it as trade secret, right? And then it gets that's what they're doing now, but it gets
and
weird.
On that response, you can either strip trade secret from it, which I think is kind of risky. I would just redo section, was it 230 that's giving them current immunity, which I don't think they qualify for.
No, they're acting
because
as editorial.
They're editorializing, so let them be sued.
So, yes, let them be sued, absolutely, because again, you're right, section 230 has been way overly broadly interpreted. But I guess I also don't like the idea of the government stepping in saying this is how the internet shall operate.
We're discussing free speech. The government's first thing that they're supposed to be doing, so important that it was the First Amendment in the Bill of Rights, is protecting freedom of speech. If you're suppressing my speech, I don't have freedom of speech. And currently the town hall is social media.
But if I'm not allowed to spin up my own website because I have to meet these onerous identity requirements for anyone who wants to post a comment, then that's also suppressing my free speech by making it onerous to speak. I'm just saying this could go a lot of different ways. And again, it really does come down to that nuance. And I'm always skeptical. Well, I'm always skeptical of the government interfering with the internet because they're usually very bad at it. See, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. But two, I don't think these people understand what they're saying. I think they're just going on TV saying things they think sounds good. So I'm always skeptical whenever the government wants to tell you how to operate, you know? I don't know that it's protecting free speech to do that.
Well, I do know that them doing nothing isn't working. And I know it's kind of hard to get them to undo something they've done, but I'm fine with failing and retrying. We just have to be as willing to repeal as we are to enact.
Well, that's a problem. But I don't know, man. I don't know that doing nothing is such a problem. I mean, you've got a lot of loudmouth idiots on the internet, but, you know, yep. I mean, if you've got your name attached to everything you post, the moment you post a dissenting political view, the whole cancel culture mob can get you fired right now. Swatted all kinds of crazy shit.
Even without that, it's still getting you canceled. And doing nothing has gotten us transgenderism being taught in schools.
No, wait, just a
it's
damned
being
minute.
Mainstreamed.
Facebook is not telling people what to teach in school.
No, but Facebook promoting the professors and the doctors that are pushing transgenderism and suppressing the ones that are saying this is crazy has affected public policy. And what does public policy tell us to do in schools? Oh, teach transgenderism!
I don't know.
So yes, Facebook is pushing that, and if you want to fight it, you have to fight the culture that's pushing it. I can put Dick or Dildo on YouTube, but I can't put an honest critique of the Korean War being taught by professors that have been studying it for years.
Well, I guess we know how Medman's voting. UKs.
Oh, no, I'm not going to vote for Nikki Haley. But I'm not going to say that she's wrong in wanting to face this. And if you've got a better idea on what to do, put forth the better idea, but I'm not going to let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Oh, I've actually got the better idea on how to do this. If you really want to control what people read, you shut down the internet. You don't let people post, period. You go back to managed broadcasts and, you know, require licenses. If that's how you want to do it.
So you think not letting anyone speak is better than letting everyone speak?
God, no, but I think trying to regulate this stuff for what they're proposing is stupid and onerous and just going to... It's going to be basically the same thing. You're ultimately going to put so much onus on people that if you're not, somebody with the resources to deal with all this bullshit, you won't really be able to do much anyways. It's the government. Since when have they ever done anything correctly and not made it onerous and stupid and slow?
It wasn't very onerous for me to get my library card. It's attached to my name.
It is if you have to start from...
Wasn't very onerous for me to get my driver's license attached to my name. My checking account attached to my name.
How much did you donate to Nikki Haley's presidency?
I'm just pointing out that it's not that difficult for my Blockbuster account, when Blockbuster existed, to verify who I was and attach it to my name.
Well, Blockbuster wasn't my putting that much effort into it because they really didn't care if you kept your copy of Men in Black.
My aunt runs a business that has 3 employees, and she's able to verify her customers pretty easily.
You know, we've done this right and around before. You're always up for this idea of just telling people to verify their real identities online, and I never am. And we always go round and around with this. I fully admit it is possible to validate identities. I've never disputed that. I just think it's a waste of resources and time and effort.
Then it's a waste. It's not effective, but you're saying it's onerous. I don't think it's onerous. It's just possibly not effective. If it's not effective, we can go back to not doing it. But I know not doing it's not being very helpful.
No. Once you do, that cat's out of the bag. Once you've got real names attached to everyone online, and you go, oh, well, this isn't working. Let's go back to not validating identities. Everyone's identity is already out there.
And we had a database of how many terrorists under Trump that Biden deleted first day in office? So yeah, it can be undone. Do you think they'll undo it?
No. They never undo anything. But you're not talking about a database of terrorists. You're talking about anyone online.
I'm talking about a database. Yeah, it can be wiped out as easily as that one.
Okay, yes, things can be deleted, but okay. Once an identity leaks of major accounts, that identity doesn't, you know,
delete the account and start up another one.
Oh, okay. So,
any credit you've built however up long that I've got.
You're okay.
Credibility on an anonymous account. You're already not that credible. You're an anonymous account.
Well, you build up the credibility by, you know, posting consistently good information, good content, whatever, whether or not you've got a real name attached to it. But once, you know, if I'm going to have to delete my account and start over every 15 minutes, it'll be like, what was his name? Are you Medicare?
Oh yeah.
You know, where if you don't know the right people, you can't find them anymore. Because they shut him down every time he shows up on any sites.
Oh, but back when he first started, dude, every time he got to 100,000, he'd kill the channel.
Yeah.
Because he just didn't want that level of pain in the ass. So this was even before the great wave of censorship happened in 2016.
You know, I guess people are more willing to put up, Madman thinks people are going to be more willing to put up with bullshit than I am. So
I think you underestimate the compliance of everyone. Whoops.
Well, there might be some truth in that too. But I know a lot of these sites, if the moment I tried to go log into them, they're like, okay, and give us your driver's license. Fuck off. I would just close the browser tab. I'd just go do something else.
Two-step verification. That pisses me off.
Well, if it's not a site with a good reason to do the two-step.
Dude, I'm being discriminated against.
So, I don't know. I don't like the idea. I don't think it's a good one.
I'm with you, Morps, but I hear what Madman says.
No, I don't disagree with him that it's possible to build that system. I just don't think it's a good idea. I do think it's onerous. Because...
Wait till you have to retinal scan.
Well, okay. You know why I would call it onerous? I already pay... it probably averages out to $80 a month to run the G15 stuff. Between the servers we use for TeamSpeak and a few of my other projects, the BBS, the websites. Fine. I would have to set up some sort of system to validate identities, to let people post, use, you know, whatever systems we're hooked into. If I had to comply with this, we're using a hypothetical. I don't know what that costs, but most of the time you have to have a business agreement with these guys and do so many transactions to do financial systems. I know there's things like Square and things like that, but because for other things, I have looked into what does it take to do processing, and you know what? I mean, a lot of them cost, you know, for even small-time stuff. You know, okay, I was looking at selling 3D models on my mini factory. You got to have a $20 a month subscription just to do that. And that's them still handling all the back end. Most of these online processors, they want some kind of an agreement. They have some minimums on transactions. I mean, you basically kill the idea of a hobby website. If you're not a business so that you can afford to do the validation, you can't run a hobby forum or website anymore. Because you have to pay for the validation, or you just kill the ability of anybody else to post. So, I think that's onerous.
Well, instead of linking it to a checking account, your driver's license.
I still have to validate that somehow, so I still have to hook into a system. I still think that's onerous on me running a website. See, man, I'm not disagreeing with you that those systems exist. I'm disagreeing with the fact that I shouldn't have to hook into them to function.
And that's possibly why you're not running a social media site.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. But I don't think that's a requirement that should be out there for any startup. I don't. And you can say, oh, it's easy. You just go hook into Square and do all this, blah, 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 blah. I don't think that should be a requirement. I don't like it. I think it's a bad idea. I mean, sure, I could just, you know, go post on these other sites. I could do all this other stuff. You do lots of things. Doesn't mean they're good ideas. And it might be easy, but it doesn't mean it's, well, of course, in my mind, it doesn't mean it's secure either. So great. Now I've got all these databases of people's identities floating around, and I've got stories about things getting hacked. So that stuff's more likely to get out. So since you got to have an ID attached to everything anyways, now you're going to see hacked IDs get used for shit all the damn time. I mean, it's a joke. It is a joke of an idea.
We can just continue with botnets and the dead internet.
Yeah, basically.
I'm not pushing for, I don't get my news from social media, and maybe we'll just ban it.
Well, I don't know about banning it, but I do wish more
if
people would be...
It can't be trustworthy.
It's not trustworthy. It's never been trustworthy. That's the point. Why does anybody think this shit is trustworthy?
Lots of people are idiots, and it's still, you know, like I said, pushing the national conversation.
I want a free country, not a safe country. I don't care about, oh, well, people are too stupid to know. That's their fucking problem. Unfuck yourself, man. I'm not saying that to you, Madman. I'm saying that to people who trust social media. I don't know why anybody would. Back to what I was saying earlier. It's shit posting on Facebook. Why would you take it seriously? The fact that people are actually scares me more than anything.
Right now, that's a lot of their only source, and they don't bother looking for anyone else because humans go for the most convenient source of information. If you look for contrary views, you're one of the few people. And
I do, and I regret it, because then my YouTube feed gets full of that shit for a while, and it's like,
I don't look for contrary on YouTube.
Well,
I go straight to the sites that I go for contrary, which would be NPR and BBC.
Well, those aren't bad. The problem is, I was trying to hit, like, Washington Post and Times and things like that. They're all going behind paywalls. So I don't know do that decking too. Is half the damn stories I try to look at, they're all behind paywalls now. It's like, fuck. So,
and that's one reason I hit up NPR. I get the same perspective, and because it's taxpayer funded, it's not behind a paywall generally.
Mm. All right, let's do these next articles. We'll burn through these fairly quick anyways. First one's from Torrent Freak here. Google sues men who weaponize DMCA notices to crush competition. The fact that you can weaponize DMCA notices, again, points back to it being a bad law.
And the fact that Google's fighting, and like, Google's one of the people to fucking do this shit. Someone had to point their gun at Google, and I'm like, do you have the dollar amount behind this? To point a DMCA at Google.
Two men who allegedly used 65 Google accounts to bombard Google with fraudulent DMCA notices have targeted up to 620,000 URLs have been named in a Google lawsuit filed in California on Monday. Google says the men weaponized copyright laws, notice and takedown system to sabotage competitors' trade while damaging the search engine's business and those of its customers. I don't need to read the whole article. The synopsis at the top basically hits it. But it was it was something like... I skimmed it earlier because I wanted the numbers and I misread that. So yeah, they sent out 117,000 URLs and another 5,000 URLs via notices, or 500,000 URLs via notices to Google that, you know, the suspects are fraud. But apparently Google is getting 600 million URL DMCA notices a year. Dang. That was the number I saw earlier. That's why I had million in my head. So... But yeah, they're sending them in as misrepresentation notices saying, oh, look, this person's using a fake name. They're pretending to be Amazon or Twitter or, stuff like that.
Oh, Microsoft.
But yeah, so they're trying to hold them accountable because the law does actually provide for holding people who send fraudulent notices accountable, but it happens so rarely that people get pretty blatant with it. There are a lot of, I believe that they're actually called image management companies or something like that. Or maybe, oh, I mean, it's a public relations company, but I think they call them something like, you know, online presence image management or something like that. That's basically what they do, is they trump up DMCA complaints and other bullshit charges to get links down and, you know, control what's on your Wikipedia page and shit like that. So,
oh, get rid of your bad Yelp reviews, shit like that.
Exactly. So there are companies that do that because this law is not enforced very often. So it is amusing to see Google suing somebody on over it. And I imagine Google's got a claim just in labor. Just say, look how much of our time you're wasting with this stupid thing. And we don't have the option to round file them because of the DMCA. So I could see a lawsuit over that. I honestly, I'd be more curious to see what happens with it, to see which way it goes. But unfortunately, the nature of these things is the story is that the lawsuit is filed, and then we never get a follow-up story when the thing's done, usually because it's not done for years, and then by then everybody's forgotten about it, and whoever wrote the original article is probably retired, moved on, went to a different paper, whatever. So,
and yeah, you have to actually go follow Snopes to see if it comes up.
Yeah, or find the court filing and, you know, go follow it and wait years at a time for it to come back around. So that'll be the interesting part, to see what happens with the DMCA.
So, one thing I think that could fix a bunch of our laws is, some of them are time specific, have them sunset after 4 years.
I'd be up for that. They have to renew laws every... Well, the problem is, the first thing they'll do is start putting in, this law doesn't expire for 20 years, but fuck,
I can see that for some of them, but and there's some that I can see not expiring. The case for murder, I don't see that one ever needing to be updated. Same thing with I don't know, felony and misdemeanor theft, I could see needing to be updated because we have an inflationary currency which should not exist.
Well, the bad thing is, it'll end up being like our budgets, where by law, they're supposed to be doing a budget, but what do they actually do? Continuing resolution, and they'll. I don't have a lot of faith in our government, so I don't see them actually properly. Fuck's sake!
Oh yeah, it'll have it sunsets this year. We're just going to do our bulk renewing instead of looking to see which ones should be permitted to sunset.
That's exactly what they'll do. So, I don't have a lot of faith in them. I mean, for God's sake, we just had a senator try to start an MMA fist fight. So, it's just like, yeah, these aren't serious people anymore. So, I don't know.
Betterman, may I say anything else?
I will say I like what he's been doing with Israel.
Betterman? What's he been doing with Israel?
Pretty much, I've already given my stance, now fuck you, and that answer.
It's a good answer. It might just be because he doesn't want to have to explain it himself multiple times, but anyways, that's cool. Interested to see what happens to that lawsuit. Next article is from Windows Central. Microsoft will let users uninstall Edge, Bing, and disable ads on Windows 11 as it complies with the Digital Markets Act. That headline's missing a little detail. It only applies to Europeans.
God damn it.
Microsoft has published a blog post detailing how it's making Windows 11 compliant with the Digital Markets Act in the European Economic Area. The changes will allow PCs in the EEA markets to uninstall Microsoft Edge, disable Bing in Windows Search, turn off the Microsoft News Feed and ads in the widgets board. You know what was not in that list? Telemetry. The company is also ensuring Windows 11 acknowledges users' defaults and will allow users to uninstall almost all in-the-box apps from the OS. I hope they push that shit on Samsung, too. I dug out this old Samsung Android tablet. It's not that old, but I had bought it for... couple of projects I needed it for, and I found it the other day. I'm like, I bet I could get this thing useful. I have been sitting here using the Android debug bridge to try to get bullshit off this thing for a week, and it still is running like crap. So, it's like, it's not that crappy of a tablet. It ought to be running better than this. So, the problem is that it's only going to be for the EU. Now, that said, I don't think there's anything to stop you from, when you're setting up Windows 11, disconnecting it from the internet, and when it asks what region you're in, lying to it. So,
when it does its update and sees that you're not,
it might turn stuff back on. You're right, but
you need to do that now. Repeatedly.
Yeah.
Are you going to have a VPN to get on the internet and not have Windows spy on you?
Learn Linux. Well, actually, I don't know what's going on, because there's another article that Microsoft is pushing this app for phones and tablets that's essentially running remote desktop and hitting Windows desktop in the Microsoft cloud, so that you can run your Windows apps on like an Android tablet. And I'm kind of wondering if they're thinking about getting away from being the OS on your desktop and just giving you a thin client, basically, and then running everything in the cloud.
I know they've been trying to get into the mobile market forever, because that's the growth market.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they were late to it because they were so ensconced in PC.
Well, it's also a terrible decision, because I don't think they make that much money from the consumer market, but they make some money. It's not much. It's like $10 per PC sold with Windows, and very few people, purchase Windows separate from a new computer. Although a lot of people do update, they do go on the Microsoft Store and pay the $99 to upgrade to Pro, so they can change some settings and things like that. Mine's been barking at me to upgrade to Windows 11 for a year now, and it's just like, why? What
don't.
Do you get?
I mean, yeah, have you nothing. Looked at 11?
Yeah, there's no reason to upgrade to it. You get nothing new, and you lose things.
Oh, it pisses me off. So I don't control what my work PC does, because it's not mine, and I shouldn't control it. I understand that. They went to Windows 11, and I like my little, I know it's no longer the start button, whatever, but I click it, and there's all my programs, all the ones I use. I was at work, and I needed a program. Don't use it that often, but I know if I click the start button and scroll down, it's going to fucking be there. No, it's fucking not. Not there. Find a program. You just can't look for it. You have to search for it. Some of the programs I so fucking rarely use, I don't remember their names. I know what their icon is. Or what I renamed it, because I figured out I could do that. I thought they were funny.
The make desktop icon madman.
I would be so full of icons that I've rarely used.
Oh.
Do it. Just fucking make it terrible.
IT guy versus, or no, what was it? Market guy versus web dude. Was that the web series?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, fuck. It was this series forever ago that was all screen capture, that was supposedly an IT guy, doing his job and remoting into all these different systems. And it was really virtual machines the guy had set up, because if you know what to look for, you can see them all. But, they had all the voices high-pitched, and it was basically a TikTok filter before TikTok was a thing. But, yeah, he went in and sorted the guy's desktop, because it was all the icons were like drawn in the shape of a dick. And when he sorted the icons, the guy got mad at him, because it's like, oh no, I knew where everything was. Like my ERM web was at the tip of the penis. It's like, oh, sales guy versus web dude is what I think it was. It's hilarious if you can find them. That's like pre YouTube shit.
If I needed to open up a browser, I scratched my ball.
Basically. I'll find those later. I mean, you've seen those, surely. But you just don't remember it. Anyways.
Yeah, don't go to 11. It's not worth it.
There's no reason
to. Don't go beyond XP. XP was the last good Windows.
Yes, it was, Madman.
I would love to find... Wouldn't that be great if you could get a copy of the 64-bit XP and load enough of the crap in it to make it work with your modern stuff? Eh. Learn Linux.
I wonder if we could point out this to Microsoft and be like, look, WoW did it, and they're making money. Release classic Windows. Want XP back, please.
Okay, you know how Coke did New Coke and everyone hated it? Now do Coke Classic.
You can always... Oh, no, it's your work computer, isn't it, man?
Oh, yeah.
You can't download a shell to make it look like XP.
Oh, start his back or whatever.
Yeah.
No, knowing where he works, they wouldn't let him do that.
No, I know. It's a work computer. You can't do that.
I don't even think about it.
Every once in a while, I fantasize about seeing if you could rip out all the Windows components and, I don't know, build KDE or something to run on top of a Windows shell so you could still run all the Windows software but not have to run the Windows interface or Explorer or any of that shit. Because I bet it would run so much better because the kernel's fine. There's nothing wrong with Windows as an operating system. It's the interface and all the shit they layer on top of it.
I fantasize about taking a ball peen hammer to my laptop and to the fax machine.
Can't help you with the fax machine, but if you want a new laptop, what you do is you find a nice metal-bodied pen, forget that it's sitting on top of the keyboard, and close the screen.
Oh.
Because it'll be up near the hinge, so you'll have good leverage. You'll crack the screen, probably bust the hinge. You'll have a believable story that, oh, my laptop broke, and, you know, they'll have to get you a new machine. Because, you know, you still got to do your job. And it doesn't look like you chucked it down into the flight of stairs trying to get a new laptop. It looks like an honest mistake. The problem is when you do it every year, they might catch on. But, you know.
Yeah, but it wouldn't fix the problem I have with my laptop.
Well, you could always get a USB cord, cut it in half, strip the wires back, and then get you an extension cord, cut that back and strip the wires back. Attach the black wire to the red wire, the black wire from the extension cord to the red wire on the USB, and then the black wire on the USB to the white wire on the extension cord. That'll solve your problem. Plug in both ends to where they fit and watch the show.
That wouldn't solve a problem. It'd make me laugh and giggle for a bit. I might have to, you know, go on a killing spree of VPs to solve my problem. I would never do that, ever.
Good night, everybody.
And the people that I work with.
All right. I've got three stories here that are you sent me on ransomware. The first was from TechCrunch. Healthcare giant McLaren reveals data on 2.2 million patients stolen during ransomware attack. Michigan-based McLaren Healthcare has confirmed that the sensitive personal and health information of 2.2 million patients was compromised in a cyber attack early this year. The ransomware gang took credit for the cyber attack. In a new data breach notice filed with Maine's Attorney General, McLaren said hackers were in its system for 3 weeks during July 28th through August 23rd before the healthcare noticed it a week later on August 31st. McLaren said the hackers had patient names, date of birth, social security numbers, and a wealth of medical information, including billing, claims and diagnosis information, prescription, medication details, and information related to diagnostic results and treatment. Medicare and Medicaid patient information was also taken. Yep, verify identities on social media all day long. That'll do you a lot of good. It's not getting rid of the botnets, because they'll just use stolen information to run them. McLaren is a health care provider with 13 hospitals across Michigan, 28,000 total employees. McLaren, whose website touts its cost efficiency measures, made over $6 billion in revenue in 2022. Apparently, the ransomware game was Aleph, A-L-P-H-V, also known as Black Cat. claimed responsibility for the cyber attack, claiming it took millions of personal information. Days after it was disclosed, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel warned state residents that the breach could affect large numbers of patients. Yay.
Identity theft insurance may be coming.
Yeah.
And I don't even know, until we know how they got in, is with medical care providers, sometimes it's hard to complain on them getting hacked because they're not allowed to have a lot of the major updates for security.
That's attached to medical equipment, usually.
Yeah, and that should be on its own network.
Should be. Okay. Almost never is. I'll tell you how they got hacked, the same way most companies get hacked. Somebody opened a fucking email and clicked a bad link.
Phishing.
It's almost always phishing. It's almost always phishing. Same story, different target. This one's from Cyber News, also sent to me by RU. U.S. prison allegedly hit by a ransomware attack.
Allegedly.
Why the fuck do prisoners have access to something on the fucking... They should have their own network.
It's alleged, Madman. We don't know if it's real yet.
They should have their own network, and the guards should not be looking at shit on the internet on devices meant to run the fucking prison.
The Donald W. Wyatt Detention Facility, located in the city of Central Falls, Rhode Island, was listed on the threat actor's dark website Tuesday evening. The maximum security facility that at capacity houses over 700 adult males and 40 adult female detainees, according to Central Falls. Not keeping up with the social equity on that one, are they? Detainees included those in custody by the U.S. Marshals Service, the Federal Bureau of Prisons, United States Navy, as well as those from the nearby Native American Mashkatucket Pequoia Reservation. I should be better at saying that name, but I'm not. The threat group claims to have exfiltrated private and confidential data, client documents, agreements, budget, HR, IDs, tax, financial information, etc. Play did not reveal the amount of data stolen data it may have acquired from this facility, instead cryptically posting three question marks followed by a gigabyte symbol in the listing. The gang also claims it will publish whatever data it had by a November 19th deadline. Well, you got 3 days, Gus. Unlike a federal prison, the state detention center holds prisoners who have not yet been arraigned, have been denied bail, or are awaiting trial. The private facility is also governed by a board of directors appointed by... Okay, blah, blah, blah. So one of the big concerns here is you could have case information for people who are still going through the court system, and that could be used to influence outcomes.
Yep.
What was it you said? Big if true?
it's a big one if true, man.
Yeah,
it's a real big one.
That would be. Direct hacking to influence the outcome of the courts. And the last one that RU sent me, this one's from Mashable. And to be fair, RU didn't actually send me the sites that I'm saying these are from. That's where the article's originally from. He sent me archive links, archive.org links. So,
most of those are paywalls, dude.
Yeah. An entire state's population just had its data stolen by a ransomware group. The data breach impacts 1.3 million people. It's not every day.
It's Montana.
Maine. Yeah, the entire population of U.S. state gets their data stolen by online thieves, but according to the state of Maine, that's what happened this year. And a new notice posted on Maine's official state government website, 1.3 million residents have had their data stolen due to a vulnerability in a tool used by the state. The breach was first discovered on May 31st of this year. It's believed that a notorious ransomware group is behind the attack. Again, 1.3 million individuals are affected in the data breach. What did they have? Good Lord, it was MoveIt. Cyber criminals took advantage of a software vulnerability and third-party file transfer tool known as MoveIt. Does your employer use MoveIt, Madman? Mine doesn't, but they want to. We argue with them a lot.
Not in any department I've been in. So I'm going to go with hopefully not.
Yep.
And One downside to the real ID, Maine can't just reissue licenses now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've federalized our driver's licenses, and I think Maine is one of the states that went along with it, because most all of them at this point have. So they just can't say, oh, we're going to scrap these numbers, slightly change the format. Hey, everyone, next year, pick a day and come in to get your new driver's license that you should get as soon as you can, because you're going to have a new driver's license number.
Maine has confirmed that some points of data the cyber criminals could potentially have on individuals include their name, social security number, date of birth, driver's license or state ID number, and taxpayer ID number. Medical information as well as health insurance information may also have been affected.
Oh, Medicaid. Yeah.
Yeah, so apparently they blocked their access to move it as soon as they figured it out, but yeah. Move it. Anyways, that kind of goes back to my point that I don't see a reason to require ID to validate on sites, because there's so many stolen ones floating around out there that it's just kind of, okay, you're not going to get rid of botnets, so you still have that problem. Just be using people's stolen IDs and making problems for them, because now it's your name posting bullshit rather than, you know, the name of an account that looks like somebody rolled a potato over the keyboard. So I don't know, man. I don't know. You guys have any thoughts on that before we do, Dojo?
No, I'm pretty good.
And I burned through those because it's the same story. Just,
well, that's what I expected. Just bundle them together, you know.
So, I don't know that anybody else will think this is cool, but I think this is cool. It's from Accenture.com/BCM64. And what this is this guy has put together bare metal emulators that run on a Raspberry Pi. And what that means is there's no Linux operating system. They just go straight into the emulator. For the Commodore 64, the 128, the VIC-20, the Plus 4, and the PET. So, if you want to, like, if you're trying to resurrect a retro computer, he's even got circuit boards for sticking the Raspberry Pi in a Commodore 64 case and hooking up the keyboard and joystick ports to the GPIO pins on the Pi and being able to, you know, do a perfect emulation of the retro system with the Raspi. So if you want a way to play with these old systems that, you know, that's a little bit more real than just running an emulator on your desktop, this is a good way to do it. And I just think this is cool. I might even be using some of this on when I get around to working on some of those other drunk eBay purchases that are sitting in the closet. So that's all I got for tonight. Of course, listen to the stream. We're always well, did you all have any thoughts on the bare metal emulators before?
I was just thinking the five fake Commodores you are going to have set up in your room will be arguing with the two real Commodores.
You'll never be a real Commodore.
Well, he only identifies as a Commodore. I'm actually a Commodore.
So what I would like to do, the idea was I was going to build a collection of classic Commodore machines, because of course my first computer was a Commodore, so I have a soft spot for that line of machines. And then I found out there's a whole bunch of them that I never got to play with, mainly the Amiga line. But I have a handful of 64s, so I want to put together like a definitive Commodore 64, a definitive 128, a definitive Plus 4, a definitive Amiga 500, and a definitive Amiga 1200. And those are all the wedge machines. Now there's others. There's the PETs, there's the VIC-20. Never had a VIC-20, so I'm not quite as nostalgic for that one. But I would like to have these, like, a definitive build of these that I could, like, just have if I wanted to hook up. And I want to have them as a collection, like, you know, make little wall mounts or something for them. But not really use them all the time because, you know, like, the old hardware, the old electronics, sometimes doesn't hold up all that well to heavy use, especially the plastics in those cases. So then I'd like to put together some beater machines or emulator machines to actually use when I get nostalgic and want to play with one of those machines. But, you know, I want to put together a collection of these wedge machines. And so, you know, mixing it up between emulation and the real thing is just, you know, comparing them for fun.
So I need to actually crack down and buy a couple of Raspberry Pis.
Good luck. They're hard to get. I've got a couple of fives pre-ordered, and I don't know when the hell those are going to ship.
The only reason I want to is we've gone over enough different emulators. I could probably have a Nintendo emulator with every Nintendo game on it instead of my slow method of, oh, I'm at a used game store. There's RC Pro-Am. I don't have RC Pro-Am.
You've got that multi-cart system, right?
Go get
some ROM carts.
That could work too.
You can buy emulation cartridges. They've got different names. But essentially it's a cartridge with an SD card slot in it. And it's going to vary by system, but they're not the cheapest thing in the world, cuz they're usually running like either a microcontroller or my brain's not working right now, but usually some of the chips they use aren't the cheapest thing in the world, like the Cyclone chips and things like that. But that's how they interface with that bus, is they usually have something pretending to be a cartridge that's copying the ROM into the memory of the fake cartridge before you run, so it'll have a little menu system or something like that. But then you can just load whatever ROMs you want to have on an SD card and good to go. Although,
I would take care of three of them.
Although a Raspberry Pi probably would be way cheaper than kitting out the ROMs. Especially if you're already not using an original console. If you're using a third-party console, that might make more sense. Yeah, we can talk. That's all I've got for tonight. Of course, listen to the stream. We're always working on it. Peer decking every Thursday. The Galaxy 15 Radio. Well, not next week. I won't be doing a show next week. Thanksgiving. So, you know. But, Galaxy 15 Radio site and the BBS, Madman, closing thoughts.
I don't have any. Oh, bourbon's good, and I'm going to refill that in a minute.
Bourbon is good. Are you closing thoughts? Oh, are you muted? Are you having any closing thoughts, or
he stepped away? It wasn't his computer. Drop Bears have abducted him.
Are you has been abducted by Drop Bears. We'll be putting together a crack squad of overweight 40-year-olds to fly down to Australia to rescue him.
No, we don't have to fly down there, dude. They've gone aboriginal. We're going to dream him to safety.
God hates Australia.
Oh, God, I want to turn this into a sci-fi movie and then put up poorly animated clips on YouTube about it.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of retarded.
Man, I'm sorry about this. I hope this doesn't ruin your day.
Oh, I got to flip over to the other screen to actually stop the recording. I wasn't prepared.
So in this fictitious movie that I'm not writing, should we access the dreaming by doing hallucinogenic mushrooms or huffing petrol? What is the most abo way of getting into the dreaming?
Why not both?
Oh, God, no, you don't want to be huffing petrol while being mushrooms. You could actually set yourself on fire or drink that shit. Oh, and then you'd become a transformer.